This is episode 30 of Everyday Wellness, Healing Magic to Gain Results in Life with Jamie Palatalo. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. We have over 25 years of combined clinical experience in wellness, nutrition, and psychology. Our goal at Everyday Wellness is to share easy strategies to help as many people as possible become healthier. You can help us obtain this goal by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. The process takes just a few minutes and allows our podcast to be seen when listeners are searching for high-quality health and wellness podcasts. We are so grateful that you are here and for taking time to leave us a review. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hey, hey, this is Friday, and we are delighted to have Jamie Palatalo, who is a healer and energetic mentor for driven, high-achieving coaches and entrepreneurs, which is a lot of our listeners. She helps her clients in enhancing their life and business by expanding their energetic capacity to allow for a larger client load, raise their frequency to increase their rates, and charge their worth. Whew. Remove emotional blockages and protect their energy so they can do the work they love and be of highest service to themselves and their clients without burning out. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you for having me here. I'm so excited.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm looking forward to you explaining a little bit of the jargon, because I know for a lot of people that may not be as familiar with that, it'll be helpful for them to have some context. But, you know, I'd love to start off with how you kind of evolved into this career path, because I know that you have a very different type of background. I know when we were starting our conversation this morning, I was mentioning a photo I had seen online, but I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about how you came to this place.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually started my career in the semiconductor industry as an engineer and project manager. And so this is totally different.
Just a little.
So my life before now was all about planning spaces and construction and dealing with people and furniture and design and all of that. And how I transitioned into this is that I had my own health journey that I was on and issues that I was dealing with. And I started going to school to be an integrative health coach to be able to figure out what was going on within my body, because I had a lot of hormonal stuff, and, you know, all the doctors and everything and all the testing came back, you know, nothing was wrong with me, but obviously something was. So it transitioned into me learning more about health and my body and myself. And the big event that happened to put me on this spiritual journey was my own divorce that had happened. And so that really put me in a space where I had to redefine myself and who I was. And so, you know, I didn't have, you know, the job anymore or the husband or the house or anything. So I had to redefine really who I was and who I wanted to become in that space. So that started my journey on self-reflection, and, you know, the rest is history from there.
Wow. It's so amazing how many of our guests have kind of been spawned by their own journey or their own pain or their own difficulties to really use that to become really powerful at what they end up doing and helping others. So we understand that that's sort of your journey, but I'd like to hear more about your training. So how you came to align physical and spiritual and emotional realms all together.
Yeah. So I had, like, during my divorce and everything, I had a lot of, you know, emotions come up, and you're in a state of where, you know, you don't want to see, hear, or talk to anybody. And I had a mentor that really, you know, helped me to be able to get to that place of self-discovery. And then from there, it was just training after training of doing, like, energy healing, of Reiki Master. And then I went into a training for a health practitioner. And it deals with mind, body, soul. Right. And so all of my certifications and teachings and all of that I've combined all of that with my experience as well to be able to bring this to my clients.
And how did, just out of curiosity, how did you recognize that you had this potential? Because it, clearly not everyone does that. Yeah. They're able to really tap into, that other kind of side of life. So I'm totally curious how.
Yeah. So it was really gradual. When I was doing, you know, my becoming like that health practitioner with, you know, doing mind, body, spirit, I knew always when I was younger that I always felt emotion, you know, and even when I was at my corporate job, you know, people would have a chair sitting next to my desk and they would sit there and it would be like a revolving chair of people of just sitting there and me listening while I'm working, because I heard them, I understood them, I listened to them. And so that was part of my gift, and I understood and I knew that. And I understood that I could feel their emotions as well, like I could really relate to them. And so that started me recognizing, okay, there's something here. And then when I took the time to be able to just practice and just be like, okay, you know, I'm going to see how, you know, this feels, and started doing different techniques and seeing how that would affect a person or a client, or meditation was huge for me, and being silent and in a space where I had to be present with myself instead of running away from it. So that really, you know, took the time to be able to expand on my gifts. And it's always expanding, right? We're always expanding and growing in that way. And so, you know, I'm not done yet. I'm not done discovering my gifts yet. But yeah, it's definitely a journey day to day.
And I'm imagining many of your clients come to you wanting to change what it is that they are doing with their careers, as you have. How did you navigate that? Did you sort of leap and make it happen, or did you kind of gradually transition out of your corporate job into what you're doing now?
Yeah, so what happened and transpired was that I wasn't happy within my job. And so at the end of the year, I was laid off. And then I picked up another job for the state working in state prisons. And so for an empath and person that can really feel energy, that wasn't a good job for me.
No, that would be toxic for you.
Yeah, very, very toxic. And so I've never, you know, I come from a background where you have to be safe, right? You have to have a job before you get another job. You have to have the 401k and all of that stuff. And I was having such anxiety, and there was a lot of crime and stuff that was happening around me in my environment that was impacting my life personally and professionally. And I decided that I was just going to quit one day. And so I was like, I'm quitting for myself. And then the next day was when I told my husband I wanted a divorce. So then after that, it was just like focusing on myself. And then I jumped right into, I knew that I wanted to be of service to people, but I didn't know how. So I really started on coaching with emotional weight loss. And it really became apparent that I just wanted to talk about like people's problems and issues and stuff like that. And I didn't want to provide like meal plans or any of that aspect. I wanted to do the soul depth work. And that's how I really transitioned into what I'm doing now.
Well, talk about soul depth work, jumping from working full time and being married to quitting your job and getting a divorce in a very short span.
Yes,
that will definitely kickstart it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So just out of curiosity, when women are coming to you or introduced to you, how do you help them gain clarity, both personally and professionally? And for complete disclosure, so all of our listeners understand, I've been working with Jamie since April and have just seen a profound shift, not only for myself personally, but also professionally. But I, you know, my own experience may not be everyone else's. So I'd love for you to kind of touch on this.
Yeah, absolutely. So usually when people come to me, they have issues with their financial issues within their business, or they're wanting more money, or they want to expand in that way. And what I really work on is, okay, what's going on in your personal life, right? Like, what's happening there? Why don't you feel like you can expand in that way? So we really dive into, you know, the personal things. Maybe it's, you know, a past experience that is traumatic to you, or a belief that happened in childhood where, you know, it's stopping you from moving forward because you learned that this wasn't good, or this wasn't bad, or you weren't enough, or whatever it is, right? And so it really helps to break it down. Is the number one thing that I help my clients with is awareness. And it's awareness of their environment, awareness of themselves, awareness of their patterns, awareness of their triggers, awareness of emotions that have been suppressed for so many years that they haven't acknowledged or actually gone through their emotions. So it stays within them, you know, within their body and can't be released. And so it's affecting every single part of their life, not just professionally in their business, but their personal life with their partner or family or friends. And yeah, that's really what we work on. And once they start to see and gain that clarity, they're able to make the connection, see it for what it is, and then take action against it and switching their mindset or belief or thought process and seeing it from a different perspective. So that's where the clarity comes in.
That awareness is so powerful and such a necessary prerequisite for the rest of the work. But I can imagine, you know, many of us don't become aware, and we consciously or subconsciously choose to stay unaware because of fear. So that's when I think it's really important to have someone to kind of guide you through this and to help you see that this is a normal experience. Yeah. Many of us have that belief that we aren't enough or we can't do this, and that there are ways out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we have, our brain is still in survival mode, right? As if we were like hundreds of thousands of years ago, right? Where we tend to veer away from pain, right? So we don't want to experience something that was traumatic for us or painful. So we just push it aside or push it down within us. And so being able to be aware of that is huge.
Today's podcast is sponsored by NutriSense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, NutriSense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, NutriSense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I've used through NutriSense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit NutriSense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients. I've been using MitoPure for the last 2 years, and I've added this to my routine for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a foundational supplement for me and my family. It keeps things simple, and I know that I cannot get enough of urolithin A in my food to derive the same benefits. And if you're not familiarized with urolithin A, it's a signaling molecule, but it's also actively involved in anti-aging, energy production. And I take Timeline because of its remarkable healthy aging solution that activates key critical cellular pathways in my body. It's a total game changer for healthy aging. I alternate between using the soft gels and powder, depending on whether or not I'm traveling. And we know that restoring cellular energy is a key to enduring health. And this is concluded in a recent publication in Nature Metabolism, which is a top scientific journal, identifying that newly energized cells may provide many more years of healthy life to people. Yet as we age, we know that cellular energy production naturally declines and reduces our prospects of optimal health and longevity. That's the great thing about Timeline, is you can restore cellular energy and support healthy aging. I've noticed the biggest improvements in my energy and sleep levels. We know that Timeline is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators, the mitochondria, new power. And when taken daily, it replaces aging mitochondria, so it upregulates mitophagy and rebuilds new ones, or mitogenesis. Timeline is the only nutrient that can do what it does. So Timeline renews your cells to a more powerful state. My listeners can get 10% off your first order at timeline.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off at timeline.com/Cynthia. I know you're going to love this product.
Yes, and it can't stop there, right? So
No. Yeah,
so can you talk a little bit more? I know you mentioned it, a little bit of the techniques that you use, but can you talk a little bit more about how you help someone transition from awareness to kind of changing those beliefs?
Yeah. So once they become aware, you know, they have the choice to be able to change the belief themselves. So it's not where I'm telling my clients to do mantras and affirmations and everything like that. I do believe on a consistent basis that may help you and in your thoughts of what you're thinking and putting out there. However, I do think of it as kind of like a band-aid, as you would say, of treating the symptom and not the cause. So really diving in deep and experiencing what is going on. So I really like to take my clients through a blockage removal where it's like we're in a meditative state and you're able to go to the source of what's actually happening. Maybe it is going back to that traumatic experience and seeing it for what it is from a different perspective, but you are actually feeling those emotions. You're going through it. You're aware. You're consciously aware of it. So now that you can make choices that you didn't know that you could make beforehand. So you're changing your belief, your perspective, your outlook on everything. And that tends to be able to release. A lot of people refrain from expressing themselves through their voice. And so a lot of that is actually voicing, you know, what they haven't been able to for so many years, or even to the person, you know, consciously in human form, but they can do it safely within this type of state. And then, it just changes dramatically from there. People have so many different positive feedback from there on. Is like, wow, like 30 years of therapy and one session, I was able to process this, you know?
Wow.
So it's really huge. I don't like to just tell my clients, you know, this is what you have to do or this is what has to go on. I want them to experience and choose for themselves, because most of the time they didn't even have the choice before to be able to do that.
And I can speak from, you know, personal experience that it's really powerful. I think that I'm someone that comes from a traditional, you know, Western medicine mindset. And so, initially I was very open-minded, but you know, those kinds of techniques are profoundly beneficial. I haven't done therapy since I was in my, gosh, probably really in my 20s. But it's definitely forced me to kind of recognize patterns of behavior that I was, you know, kind of cycling into my life that I had suppressed, that were definitely creating problems for me, not major ones, but enough that, they were showing up in ways that were not, that were more maladaptive. So definitely working on all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've talked about the beliefs being really foundational, and I'm totally with you there. Would you say that kind of maladaptive beliefs are the biggest issue that your clients deal with? Or if not, what would the biggest issue be?
Yeah, I definitely would say that. Like number one issue with my clients, or the biggest thing that has impacted them, is their self-worth. It's all about that. It all comes back to that. Whether you're expanding to a different level in your business, whether you want to break free of, you know, this day-to-day, just going through the motions type of thing, it's all about their self-worth and, you know, are they able to do this, right? They've known something for so long and they're so accustomed to it and they feel safe, right, when that comfort, that it's hard for them to take that next step because they don't, the fear of the unknown of what's out there. And so when they have that self-worth, that knowing, that self-unconditional love and confidence within themselves, they're able to break through that barrier and be able to make these steps in a huge way.
And just out of curiosity, for you as a, you know, as a clinician, how do you take care of you? Like, what are the things that you would do for yourself? I know, you know, a lot of the women that are listening are always looking for tips on doing self-care, and we try to kind of integrate that into some of our talks, but I'd love, you know, you being a healer, I'd love to hear the things that you do to kind of reinvigorate yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know myself way too well. So for me, I need to have sun. So I even schedule in my schedule in the morning, like 2 hours of just being in the sun wherever I want to go. Maybe it's the beach, because, you know, that was really important to me. I'm from New York and I moved to Florida because I needed to be near sunlight and the beach and water. So biggest thing, if I have like any anxiety or things come up where I'm just really in my mind and not being present within in my body and the experience that's happening around me, I tend to take a bath. And that's like the number one thing, is so that you can decompress. Water is very cleansing and cleanses your emotions so that you're able to gain more clarity. Usually a lot of my ideas or any of that comes to me like when I'm in the bath, because you're open and vulnerable, you know, and you can see it with it in a different light. So absolutely, I would say, you know, take a bath or be near water if you are that type of person. But anything of going into nature is huge. Mm-hmm. Even if you're just barefoot on the grass outside, like that's a big thing that you can do to be able to reconnect with yourself and, you know, be able to remove that confusion and all the chaos that is going on, not only environmentally, but like in the world, you know? So it's really crucial to be able to get out into nature. And I think another thing is to be able to experience different environments. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of my clients are, you know, entrepreneurs. So they, you know, their home life and their business life is in the same environment of their home. And so they only get out when they have to do things or they're running the kids at different places, you know? And so I really feel that like going out to a different coffee shop, just like or picking up your coffee at a different place, you know, it switches up and changes the energy that you're normally in and creates this movement so that other opportunities, other thoughts and other ideas can come to your mind easily, right? Or you find, or you meet somebody new and you're like, you know, you just randomly connect and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and it just transpires into, you know, this different dynamic and experience for you.
And I'm wondering how many of the women you work with don't really have much of a self-care plan or can't remember the last time they had a hobby.
Like, what is that? I'm not just no free time for you.
And really, it's definitely most of my clients, you know, they have families, they have kids. And so it's definitely a hard task to be able to, you know, put self-care in there. And Cynthia, she is amazing with her self-care, you know, because it's crucial. Yeah, it is. But also, you know, being able to be worthy of that self-care is a huge thing that I see within my clients, especially with they have kids and we're the caretaker and all of, you know, we provide that service. So, a lot of my clients, they don't have, when they come to me, they don't have that routine. And if they do, then we just need to incorporate something different, right, to have a different dynamic within their routine.
I know everyone's different and individual, but
consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen or stored glucose is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack where you can try all of their flavors. Mighty Maca is a superfood drink mix full of 30 plus natural ingredients, and it was formulated by Dr. Anna Kabeca during her healing journey. Mighty Maca Plus ingredients, which include nourishing ingredients like organic maca powder, turmeric, quercetin, broccoli, parsley, trans resveratrol, pomegranate extract, and more, were carefully selected for immune support, to sustain energy, provide mental clarity, and improve recovery. It also tastes delicious. It supports healthy detoxification and alkalinity in the body, balances hormones, fights free radicals, and neutralizes lactic acid, all while increasing your energy and vitality. It helps improve your digestion and reignites your libido. It's a powerful superfood drink mix that needs to be part of your daily routine. And Dr. Anna is offering my listeners 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. It's delicious and nutritious.
On average, how long would you say it takes from the time someone kind of comes with these beliefs and you identify and become aware of them and set up some, I know it's a tough question, and, set up some self-care plans to change? Because I can imagine a lot of our listeners are probably those type A folks and they're like, okay, but how long is this going to take me?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. What's the commitment?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can say, well, it's different, right, for everybody, like you said. And also, we tend to not just work on one specific aspect, right? So it might be we start off with, you know, something to do with their business, and then we transition over to their relationship, or we transition over to themselves, right? So it's always going to be that expanding on your self-worth and self-love and all of that throughout all of your life. That's not going to change, guys. but I will say that you can see the shift within, you can see the shift within immediately for some of my clients, meaning within a week, or you can see the shift. Most of my clients, it tends to take like a month to 3 months is where you really see and they catch on to, oh my gosh, okay, there's this repetitive pattern that I'm seeing, and let's break this, and this is how I'm going to be able to do it. So they're doing it on their own. Sorry.
But that is fast. If you think about how often we engage in these behaviors and how long we've been thinking this way or believing this thing, to be able to shift that in the course of a month is just amazing.
Yeah. And I will say, like, things will come up, obviously. Like, you might be triggered down the road, you know, and but it's still, you can be able to, you have those tools to be able to, you know, change that within minutes and seconds, you know. So it's really amazing work. I don't tend to beat around the bush. I want to go to the source, and I challenge and trigger and support you and love you, and all of my clients. And I think the biggest thing is the support, and being able to contact somebody in the moment of when you're going through something is huge, mm-hmm. versus waiting a week or 2 weeks or whatever, or just waiting till another session. So being able to have that support is really crucial.
And I think the key is, you know, certainly with female entrepreneurs, which all three of us are, you know, it ebbs and flows. I mean, you know, you have a great day. You know, I think there was a schematic I saw on social media. It's like, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. And that really is our existence. Mm-hmm. I know it's not just my own. And so, you know, having that kind of support, I know for many women, you know, can make a big difference in the way that their business flows. You know, those anxieties of feeling less than, and, you know, I still have days, Jamie knows this and Kelly probably knows this too, days where I'm like, what am I thinking? I'm just going to go back to my MP job and my stress level is going to be through the roof and I'm going to be working crazy hours. I'm going to be miserable, but it won't be as hard as this. You know, you just have those days where you doubt everything and then you have a great day and you're like, this is exactly why I do this work. So recognizing that, you know, not every day is the same, even if we want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Absolutely.
So you've talked about your self-care practices, and I'm guessing that's part of what kind of keeps you feeling motivated and inspired. But are there other things that make you feel inspired to live the life you live and do the work you do?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, like I, you know, throughout my life, I was always like that give, give, give. That's how I was taught, and never being able to receive. So that was a huge thing that I had to work on myself. But really what inspires me is when a client, when you see them, like just switch their belief and change something immediately, and then they take action against it and say, oh my gosh, like I cannot believe I can feel this good or this happy or this has been weighing on me for so long. It not only changes their lives, it changes the lives of the people that they're, you know, with, like their family, their friends, and it encourages them to be able to look at themselves and make that change. So it's kind of like a ripple effect. So really that inspires me, that connection with everyone and being able to come together as a collective and seeing one another for who we are, right? And lifting one another up and supporting one another and really, you know, influencing people to be able to love their life and versus, you know, struggling, because we're not here to struggle. You know, we're not here for that. We're here to be able to be happy and live an abundant, prosperous life. We just have to choose and decide that that's going to be the life that we want. So that's really what drives me. And just seeing that on clients' faces is huge.
And I think that it really is a choice. You know, that distinction is so important on so many levels. Well, the choices that we make have profound impact on how we view the world and how we live our lives.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that can be empowering and also very scary for some people because if they realize they can choose to live a different way, that implies incorrectly that they've been choosing to live the current way, which may not be the way that they want to be living.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what a client would experience when they work with you? So sort of take us through the process of them contacting you and what kind of information you like to know and what offerings you have for them.
Yeah. So really, when they come to me, like I have a website. I have, you know, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well under my name, Jamie Palatolo. And when people come to me, you can either message me or there's a contact space on my website where it's like work with me. And what we do is either set up a call or we talk through Messenger, whatever your preference is. And we just see if it's a good fit, like if you're ready to be able to do the work, right? Be that reflection and move past what you've been currently living in. So that's really what we do. And what tends to happen is the only information that I need is, you know, who you are, like what you do, if you're starting a business or not, or if you're just a woman who needs support. And that's it. You know, I go from there. The first session is usually a blockage removal. So we dive right into it. We get all close and personal and vulnerable. And we go for it because people don't know what to expect, so they're more mm-hmm. open. And so when they see everything that's happening, it's really a profound experience of what's going forward.
That motivates them to want more, right? Once they get the taste of that immediately, they know that they can do it and shift things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, as we wrap up today, we like to ask our listeners our guests a question at the end. We like to ask them what two things they would recommend that our listeners could do to really inspire health and wellness every day.
Yeah, I'd say from my perspective, and this might sound so cliche, I know, but being able to be present. And what that means is, you know, we all have like the to-do list and we all are thinking about the future and what we need to do and all of our responsibilities. However, we need to be able to, you know, experience life as it is now. We're always trying to go after that goal or that experience, and we forget that the process is where we're growing, expanding, and actually, you know, experiencing it. So being able to be present, and what I mean by that is not always in your mind or thinking, thinking of, you know, the past or the future, but really engaging in the people that are there around you. That, and if you have issues with doing that, I always tell my clients, you know, come back to reality and start naming the things that are in your environment. Like if there's a lamp or a TV or a mirror, you know, you really come back to that present moment where you can experience life for what it is. So that's number one, I would say, being present within your life. And then I think I said this before, but being able to be out in nature is huge. And so I think if you do that or, you know, shift the energy in one way of being able to get outside of your environment is going to add to your experience and your health and your wellness.
So much can come from just those tips, from being present and being in nature. That can rock your world right there.
Well, and that's the one thing that I have come to find. I think, and I always go back to the Western medicine mindset, that we make things so complicated, and yet sometimes the most simple things are the things that really resonate with us, mm-hmm. you know, as human beings. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I am all about simple. You know, even a recipe, I'm like, if it has more than 5 ingredients, I'm like, I can't do it. Right. It has to be simple.
It's like, so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And have fun, you know, laugh. I mean, that's a big thing is just enjoy your life and take those experiences of what you truly want to do.
Oh, it's certainly important. Well, thank you, Jamie. I know that you have a super busy, packed calendar. We really value coming on today and have been looking forward to interviewing you.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me so much. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.